And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
I wish Heather would hurry up and come down to dinner, Raymond. I'm starving, and the fish pie will be ruined.
It's not like Heather to be late. I think she's upset with you.
Oh, why would she be upset with me?
Well, after you suggested she get back together with Nick.
Oh, I thought I handled it very sensitively.
Well, I don't think Heather would agree.
No, I see you're taking her side as usual.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'll go and find her.
Yes, why don't you do that?
Charlotte, quickly. Dial 999. Heather's unconscious. She's lying on the floor. There's an empty bill bottle beside her. There's a suicide note. Hurry!
I need an ambulance. Now! A woman has overdosed and is unconscious. I don't know if she's breathing. She's upstairs. My husband is with her. All right. I'm going up now.
Quick, Charlotte. Give the kistle off or something. I don't know how to do it.
Okay. So her breathing is shallow, but she is breathing.
Charlotte, suppose she dies in our home. What will that do to our reputation?
No, that's just my husband. Yes, I'm putting her in the recovery position now.
Oh, thank heavens for that. What a relief. I'll run downstairs and let him in.
Oh, I feel bad about not going with her to hospital.
No, we can't do anything more. And we got our reputation to think of.
Oh, you're right, I suppose. Oh, look at this note, though.
She was obviously desperate.
Oh, and I wasn't very understanding. I was angry with her for ruining my worktop. It seems so petty now.
Don't blame yourself, love. You saved Heather's life. And we provided her with a safe haven.
Oh, look, I'm not hungry anymore, but I could do with a drink.
Yeah, me too. Let's have a drink and work out what to do next.
Hi, Bob. Is Robbie about?
Hi, Mario. Hi, Sam. Robbie, Mario and Sam are here.
So, Bob, how's your admirer, or stalker, should I say?
Oh, don't start that again, Mario. I don't want to discuss it.
Mario, stop winding Bob up.
Hello, you two. What brings you here?
Hi, mate. Any chance you could find us a cheap van and do it up for us?
Duncan says we can't use the Red Lions van anymore for the band.
Makes sense, I guess, given that you aren't performing there now.
No, I'm surprised the band's still going now that your regular slot at the pub's been filled by Trevor's comedy gigs.
Well, you're both wrong. The band is very much alive and will still be playing the Red Lion, particularly as Tommy is rejoining us.
If we can fit them into our schedule, alongside all our other gigs.
What other gigs?
Watch this space, Robbie.
Well, I will if I'm around.
What do you mean?
Oh, someone's got itchy feet. Reckons he wants to go travelling.
Well, good luck, mate. But make sure you get our van sorted first, yeah?
Will do. The extra cash will come in handy.
Well, remember, though, this is us. Small budget and mates rates, right?
You got it.
Robbie, I know where you can lay your hands on a cheap van.
Duh. Of course, guys, that has just hired Laura's husband, Dan, on a trial basis. And the interesting thing is, he's selling his van.
Sorted. And Dan will come in handy when Robbie goes travelling, won't he, Bob?
Oh, let's see how his trial goes first.
Laura, what's this meeting about?
No idea.
Good morning, everyone. Fiona has asked me to call this meeting as she'd like to discuss something.
Raymond, everyone, I just want to say that I'm sorry. I've been doing some thinking and I realise I've behaved badly.
Hey, don't beat yourself up about it, Fiona. We all appreciate the strain you've been under.
Thank you, but I want to apologise for placing an extra burden on you all when you're already so busy.
I appreciate the apology, Fiona. Things haven't been easy here recently, so if we can find a way to move forward, that would be great.
I agree. Let me start by delegating joint responsibility for selecting and ordering new stock to you and Alison, with immediate effect.
You mean we can try our new lines and order those gift sets we told you about?
You can. Discuss it with Alison when she comes back tomorrow. I'm sure you can find a low-risk approach that will increase sales.
Yes, which will also mean that extra commission for you all, of course.
Thanks, Fiona. We won't let you down, I promise.
Well, I'm sure you won't. And Sam, I'm sorry I was so unhelpful when you and Mario asked to take holiday.
Apology accepted. We can be flexible on dates.
Well, I'm sure you can. Let's look at our diaries. I'm sure we can sort something out.
Thank you.
Well done, Fiona, for having the guts to apologise. We're a strong team here at Wavelengths and we can help you get your life back on track.
Oh, thank you. I've been trying to cope alone and it hasn't worked.
Yeah, you're right, Laura. You're absolutely right. We are a strong team. So let's get back to work and put the last few weeks behind us.
That'll be £6.50. Thank you. It's dead in here tonight.
That'll be the weather. And there's football on the TV.
Have you heard anything more about Heather? Everyone seems to be tiptoeing around the whole subject.
How would I know?
I thought your mum might have said something.
Look, I don't know the details, but apparently Heather's getting better.
Good, but that's no thanks to that Charlotte Webb.
What do you mean?
I mean, Charlotte's very good at standing up in Parliament and going on about women's rights, and she's on that domestic abuse committee. But she's pretty cold and clueless when she has to deal with a real person.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
I would. People like Charlotte only understand domestic abuse in theory. They haven't seen it for real. Not like me. Mum used to get it all the time from Dad.
What? You mean Duncan was like Nick?
He was on her all the time, pulling her apart, putting her down. If anyone noticed, they'd just think it's banter or Dad being grumpy. Nothing to see here.
I had no idea. It must have been so hard for her and for you.
Too right. And people like Charlotte, who imagine they know all about it, can't really see what's happening to the person and how much it hurts.
Did your mum try and ask for help? I mean, from a doctor or someone like that?
Yeah, but they didn't take her seriously. Just gave her antidepressants and said it's all in your head. This town failed her and I don't want it to fail Heather.
Duncan's coming back. Can we save this for another time?
Thanks, Mama. One Americano for me, a flat white for you, Ryan, and an almond latte for you, Sam.
Oh, thanks. Right, let's get down to business. We need a plan to take us forward now that Dicko's gone.
Mario, have you told Tommy he's back in the band?
Yeah, he was made up. Couldn't say yes fast enough. His dad was pretty chuffed too.
You told Duncan?
Well, Tommy did.
So has Duncan rebooked us at the Red Line yet?
Well, not yet, but I reckon it's only a matter of time.
Well, we need some time anyway to rehearse with Tommy.
But before we can do that, we need a drum kit. Did you try and tap Duncan up for the money?
No, but I mentioned it to Tommy. He's going to ask him. Reckons his old man's so happy to have him back, he'll agree to anything.
So does he think Duncan will let us start using his van again?
No. I should have said almost anything. Duncan wants to keep the van for himself. We'll have to stick to plan A and buy that van off of Dan.
Yeah, well, where's the money coming from? Even if we get back at the Red Line, we need to earn more. If we want to take the van to the next level.
Don't stress, mate. The Red Line's not the only venue around, and now we've got a reliable drummer, there's lots of other opportunities.
You're right. I'm sure loads of other pubs want to offer live music.
And I've had a few inquiries from people who want to book us for birthday parties and weddings.
I never thought of us as a wedding band, but why not? Attitude adjustment. I've got a feeling that getting Tommy back could just be the reboot we need.
I'm home.
Oh, really? I thought it was just a herd of elephants coming up the stairs.
I'm not that noisy, am I?
Maybe just a small elephant.
Should we start again? Honey, I'm home.
Well, we ain't like some couple in a cheesy sitcom, then.
No, we're not. And kill me if we ever start sounding like that.
So you finished up down in the salon?
Yeah, and on time for once, yay.
You're in a good mood.
Well, that's because I bring good news.
About what?
I've just had Tommy on the phone. Duncan has agreed to put up the money for the drum kit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Apparently, he said that he really wants to see the, and I quote, original lineup back together.
Probably because he thinks that if Tommy's in the band, he'll keep away from his dodgy mates.
Whatever. The bottom line is, we've got the money and Tommy is ordering his new drum kit as we speak.
So we're back in business then?
Certainly are. Can you start band practice again next Thursday, assuming the drums have arrived by then?
Well, Thursday's fine.
Great. And now, on to other important things.
Like what?
A holiday. Now that Fiona has agreed to be more flexible, I think it's time we started planning it properly.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. You know, it feels like things are really looking up for you and me.
Season 4, Episode 25 was written by Jean Fairbairn and 26 Tim Latham. Raymond was played by Ben West, Charlotte Tina Yates, Bob Roger Ems, Mario Tony Irving, Fiona Angie Pike, Sam Chloe Fagan-Webb, Laura Carol Hooper, Ryan Brown, and Jordan Helen Cooley. Post-production engineer Sue Rodwell-Smith. Sounds HCR Sound Library and freesound.org. Hunsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Hunsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.